It's time now for our Monday morning conversation. As promised, we're talking Christmas spirit today, so getting into the Christmas spirit. If you're having a gloomy Monday or something, just because it's Monday, this may pick up your spirits just a little bit. Chris Kapiski is here with us this morning. Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And you said you were bringing a guest.
I did. I brought my good friend, Dawn Bowes.
And nice to see you again, Dawn.
You too, Jeff.
And now, Chris tells me that you've been a part of Christmas spirit for a while.
1 year.
1 year. Okay, I'm going to get to your story in a little bit because she says you have a story that you might want to tell us about why you're involved with Christmas spirit.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Surprise.
Surprise. Chris, tell us what is Christmas spirit? You've been around with this thing for a while now.
Yes. Probably, I think this is my fourth year going
okay.
in. Christmas Spirit is a nonprofit organization that works with the Merrill Firefighters Charities.
Okay.
And we provide gifts and essential needs for the Lincoln County children, so that's all of Lincoln County, Merrill, and Tomahawk,
mm-hmm.
for families that are in financial hardship.
Okay.
Last year, we provided Christmas for 375 children, 140 families. And we are all volunteers. None of us are paid. So even if someone takes a tag and can't get out to shop and stuff, they can send in a donation, and that donation goes directly to providing needs for children.
So 140 families were served last year.
Yes.
Okay. Are you anticipating a greater need or not so much need, or is there's no way to know until we're actually in it?
It's really no way to know until we're in it. It's the last couple of years, obviously during COVID, the numbers were higher.
Yeah.
Last year, they're staying pretty close to what we did the year before.
Okay. Why did you first get involved with Christmas Spirit?
Well, you know, I know the big C.
You know the big C.
Yes, right. I do. But it's just, I like to be involved in things that are directly impacted to people. And it is, there's always a special thing that happens. Last year, we gave to a family, and she said, "Can I give you a hug?" And she...
Well, I know what you said
fire.
To that.
Oh, yeah. Always a hug. Always
I know
a
what
hug.
You said, yes.
And she started crying. She said, "We had a fire and lost everything we had. You saved our
Boy.
Christmas. And that's why I do what I do."
And I'll bet you here, people may not always verbalize their stories, but you got to believe there's a story behind each and every one of these folks.
Yeah. You never know what's happening in people's families. And if we can provide this for a child, we're going to do it.
And there's the saying there, "But for the grace of God go I," and that's why a lot of people do things, because I was taught once, Chris, when I was a kid, don't ever ask me for help unless you're going to help me first. So I said, "Oh, that sounds fair. I'll help you, and then if I ever need help, maybe I can ask then." And so that's what this is all about, especially at the Christmas season.
Right.
With all the craziness in the world this year, the timing of this conversation this morning couldn't be better. With all the ugliness going on that we're just bombarded by these days, and I didn't mean that pun, but just everything that we're facing these days, we need a little bit something like this to pick us up a little bit.
Right. And God, just this community... It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Dawn, the volunteer that comes in and helps us pack and organize to get the gifts out, to the businesses that you go to and say, "Would you be a host this year?" Yes, you bet.
Hmm.
And do it every year. And it's the people that take those tags and go out of their way and their time and their money to make this happen for a child. It's this community. It's unbelievable.
Dawn, what was it last year that you decided I'm going to get involved with this?
Well, I don't have a particular story that I remember, which isn't unusual, but just Chris, you know, and when I went with her the first time, I was blown away.
Went with her. What do you mean? What happened?
To the facility where we do all this packing and organizing. And I was blown away by the people that were working there, the amount of donations, and the amount of families in need.
Yeah.
That was.
So, what was your role? What did you do as a volunteer? What did you do?
So you take a sheet, and on there it has what the children need and request, sizes, girl, boy, all the things. And I just went around this huge room and picked out something for it. You put it all in a bag.
She got to Christmas shop for a kid.
Yeah, I did.
Who doesn't
like
doing that?
But then we actually did get to go to the store and buy some stuff.
Yes.
And that was harder than I thought because you're like, well, I wonder if they'd like. And, you know, it was.
And that's why, too, when the kids, when the parents fill out the applications, to be specific mm-hmm. about, you know, if you want a book, what kind of books do you like to read?
Mm-hmm.
Junie B. Jones, whatever, you know, what colors, those kinds of things. And when we have backup items, the people that take the tags will do the shopping, you know, for that child. But if it needs more needs, we do have things mm-hmm. in the background to help.
Okay.
Add to that.
Let's get to some of the particulars. It's called Christmas Spirit. How
right.
exactly does it work? Let's take it right from the top, Chris. How does this program work?
Okay, we have applications for families that they have to fill out, and they are filled out and they're picked up here in Tomahawk, WJJQ. And if your child is involved in kinship, you can get one from Patty Hilgendorf at the kinship. Building.
So first, families need to have that application form.
Families need to have that form.
First and foremost, yes.
And they fill out, and for each child in their family, it's listed their needs. We want to provide their needs first, and then they have wishes.
Okay.
Things that they would, you know, like. And they fill that out. They bring it back here to JJQ or Patty at Kinship, and I pick them up. And then they come back to our board, and we have a gal that makes the tags. She goes through families, gathers them together by family, because they could be spread out, because we do all of Lincoln County, okay. Merrill and Tomahawk. Mm-hmm. So we could have a Tomahawk child in Merrill on a tree host, or a Merrill child on a tree host here in Tomahawk. And then we make the tags. We get the tags, take them to the tree host. And our tree host in Tomahawk is Tomahawk Community Thrift Center, Park City Credit Union, Honeycomb, and Standard Mercantile.
Okay.
And then the tags are there. People in the community take a tag. Some take two tags. Some people take a whole family, you know, if they're grouped by family. They shop, and then they bring them back to that place, whether it be Honeycomb or Standard Mercantile.
Wherever
they got the tag.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a form there that they will fill out and say their name and the tag number that they took.
Okay.
So if something happens in the deadline, which is November 15th, is the deadline for all applications to be back. The applications, and then we get the tags. But there will be a deadline for the gifts coming back to those places. And I will pick them up, take them to Merrill. We do all the packing and putting families together at St. Stephen's. And that takes probably 4 really solid days to do that. And then we distribute at the Merrill or Tomahawk fire departments.
Okay.
So all the Tomahawk children will come back here, and we will distribute at the Tomahawk fire department. All the Merrill children will be distributed at the Merrill fire department.
Understood. So just so we have it, first of all, families that are in need need to come forward first.
Right. They need to get that application.
What kind of stuff is on there? Just so people can be aware what's on that application that they're filling out. How personal is stuff is there? Does it get too personal? Is it just pretty much cut and dry and people are on the honor system?
What do you mean by personal? Like,
we need the people's name. They don't have to disclose all their financials or anything like that. That's what I mean.
No, we do not do any kind of
people are on the honor
like that.
Coming forward to ask for help. I don't think people are just going to randomly do that anyway. So
And they just fill this out, the name of the child, the age, the size, and size is very important because it's coats, hats, mittens, shoes, socks, excuse me. And then their wishes could be, you know, maybe a game or some craft thing.
Yeah.
And if they're specific, then we know exactly what that shopper who takes that tag would buy.
thank goodness we have a lot of, you talk about the generosity of our community here.
Oh,
we've got a lot
fabulous.
Of programs in this town where people can get a coat if they're cold or get some socks if they need them. There are a lot of clothing giveaways. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, on Christmas morning, a kid doesn't want something secondhand. Kid wants something new.
Right.
And so that's what this is all about.
Yeah. And something that they're interested in, you know, is reading a book, you know.
The fact that you cover their needs first and then a wish, I think that's something else that separates this organization from others is because it covers both ends of what the kid's going through on a Christmas morning.
You know, and we give bags of, when we get monetary donations, we'll get bags of hygiene products, shampoo, deodorant. I mean, those are all things that a lot of these kids don't have.
Mm-hmm. So no matter what it is, if you think a kid could use it, start thinking about those things right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're only a month out here, so we've got about a month to go.
I know, doesn't it go fast?
So we need to know when, first of all, the applications have to come back first. I would assume you need to look at what's on the applications before you can get the tags out to the trees.
Right, yes, because that's quite a process in itself. The deadline for the applications is November 15th.
Right.
And they are available right now.
Okay.
So you can pick them up here at JJQ, and again, if your child is involved in kinship, then you pick that up. You can get one through Patty.
And as much as I'd like to think that every single person listening in Lincoln County listens to this station, I know they don't. And so we're going to depend on other people, especially like moms and dads, family members of other family members. If you know you have somebody who's in your immediate circle of people that are struggling,
they will pass that word along.
We need to pass this word along in ASAP. Right. They just have to come in here, grab an application, no question asked. They don't have to sit here and fill it out. They can if they want to, but they can take it home, fill it out, bring it back another time. But the deadline is November 15th to have those applications back here or at Kinship.
Correct.
Okay, so I've got that right.
Correct.
So then once those applications come in, you'll decide what's going to go on the trees. And again, the locations for the trees that people can go to pick a name off the tree. And then when they pick that name off, I'm assuming that there's something on that tag that they get that's going to explain everything they need to know.
Yes.
People can take as many names as they want off the tag, off the tree, right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. I think I'm following along here. Then they'll go shopping.
Yes.
And they'll buy some new stuff, needs first, then wishes.
Yes.
Then they'll bring those gifts that they buy back to the store they got the tag from.
True.
And then you and your volunteer elves will go around to all the different stores. You'll gather up all those things that were bought.
Right.
And then you'll take them back to a big Santa's warehouse.
Correct.
Okay. And then that's when the elves really go to work.
Right. And because some people who take tags, you know, you'll have, if you do a whole family, that's why we have these backups. So if one person would go overboard for one child,
mm-hmm.
and then we have another one that just gets the needs and the wants, and which is fine. We're grateful for everyone who takes a tag. Don't get me wrong. It's unbelievable, the generosity in this community.
Whether you buy a $5 Matchbox car and a new toothbrush, that's really good.
Right.
Got it.
But we have the ability to kind of pump that other one up, so it's more, you know, equal.
So nobody goes away feeling, oh, they got something that I didn't get. But, boy, you guys have thought of everything.
I think we have. It's the board, you know, has been together. Like I said, I've been on now probably 4 years, but they have fine-tuned. Everything runs smoothly. We know how things work and what we need to do to make them work, and it really is. St. Stephen's is where we can keep our overstock inventory of donations down in their basement. They allow us to have a big room to organize, put families' gifts together. The fire department, those boys come and pick up the gifts and haul them to the fire station.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a really well-run organization.
Dawn, as a volunteer last year, tell me a little bit about the experience and why you're back again this year. Is this something that you think you're going to be doing for a long time? Did it really hit you that way last year?
It did.
It did.
When I walked in there and just saw and looked at the tags and picked out, it was, it's hard.
I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit here, Dawn, but as your first time involved there, what really moved you the most? What really hit you right where you lived when you started and then when it was all done after all those days with everything that goes into it? What was coming from your heart at the time?
I've been fortunate my whole life. Hmm. My children have been fortunate. So it's hard to wrap your brain around the need.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it out there.
So you would consider this a worthwhile thing for anybody
Absolutely.
To get involved with?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It feels joyful. You're doing good. You're making some child smile on Christmas morning.
Who doesn't want to be Santa Claus, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a chance to be Santa Claus here for a little while. How much, as far as your personal time that you gave up, what are you talking about here? Just those few days? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you could get involved a lot more than I am, but, you know, it was great. I mean, run down, work a few hours.
Let's find out. What are the needs for this year's program? Do you need any more people power? Is that all covered? Or anybody that wants to say, you know what, this sounds like a good way to spend a few days.
Right. And like, if you got good, hardworking volunteers like this beautiful lady, you know, we'd be there early morning, and I think it was like 5-6 o'clock when we left. You can get a lot of work done.
Okay.
You can accomplish. And
so you're going to get a lot of good feelings. You're going to leave feeling fantastic, but there's going to be some work that's involved.
Right.
Okay.
And not only that, you get to see what toys are out there. Yeah. I'm so out of the loop with toys. I go, what is this?
I think you can cover a few things pretty easy. If it's Barbie related for the girls, you're going to be hard to miss with that this year.
Barbie is going to be huge, I think, this year.
Taylor Swift CD. Do they still make CDs?
I don't know either. I haven't bought a CD in a long time.
Anything with Barbie or Taylor Swift is going to be good for the girls. Anything that you know, has a motor or something will probably be good for the boys, or a ball or something like that.
Right.
So it is fun to see the toy sections, how they change
it
every
is.
Year. And I'm a grandpa for the first time this year, so I can't wait to hit the toys. Thank you very much. And I can't wait to hit the toys sections here this Christmas time, too. I think it's the best part of Christmas is Christmas and kids. And this makes sure that all the kids in Lincoln County that need a good Christmas are going to get one.
Right.
So as far as needs are concerned, we just need a very healthy, invigorated audience that are going to pick up these little tags from the trees and go do some shopping.
Right. That's right.
Boy, this is pretty easy on my end of things here this morning. It's got to be harder than this, but I guess it's not, because it's about giving.
It is.
And that's pretty easy.
It is.
So, Dawn, I'm glad that she brought you. First of all, it's been a long time since I've seen you, so it's just nice to see you today,
Dawn.
Thank
you. You too.
Thank you for doing what you're doing for the community as well. I know you've been part of this community way longer than I have, and your roots are deep here, and so it's just anybody can get involved at any time.
Correct. Correct. And like I said, I was blown away by what I received.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. It,
so you do get something out of
you
it.
You do.
So there you go.
You really do.
Chris, how come you keep doing it year after year?
Because I love it.
There you go.
And she's Chris. And she's just Chris.
She's
the best.
Chris.
Yep.
We'll go with that. Ladies, thank you very much. Again, the deadline to get the applications are here now.
Yes. Please get the application.
Office.
Yes.
And if you're down
in
Merrill.
If your child is involved in kinship, you know, they can get it from the kinship office.
So now we just need to figure out a way for people that have a tough time getting around that want to get up here to Tomahawk to get these. Are there any places in Merrill that have these?
Yes, there's all kinds of places.
Where they can
Merrill.
Get the registrations.
Yes.
Where else in Merrill can they? Do you have that list?
Oh, sure. Now you ask me. No,
I'm going to put you on
the... I don't have it in front of me. Yeah.
You don't have this stuff all memorized, huh?
No.
Okay, but there's probably a big long list in Merrill, too.
There is.
Okay.
Yeah, there is. And I'm sorry I don't have that
then
in front
I tell
of
you
me.
What, let's do
but
this. You have my number.
Yeah.
You send me the information about where people can get these registrations in Merrill as well, and I'll make sure that gets out to the folks, okay?
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good. Chris Kapiski and Dawn Bowes, thank you both for being here, and I'll be the first to say it. Merry
thank
Christmas, you.
You
two.
You too, and I'll Baby be back, though.
Oh, you? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I come back in November just give it a little boost and give a little more information on, you know, ticket deadline. And
I'll say Merry Christmas then, too.
Okay.
So I can't say that too much.
All right.
Thank you, ladies, very
thank
much.
You.
Have a great rest of your day.